like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. Hope.
Yeah.
We've just seen a pretty heavy-duty film.
Indeed.
It's called Out of the Furnace, a revenge film. Now, we had Prisoners early on in the year. We're no strangers to revenge films. Does this have a chance at Oscar time, do you think?
I kind of don't. It's going to be, I think, a really, especially for males, especially for leading men, I think that this is a really, really tight race this year.
And yes.
So, you know, I don't think so.
Although Christian Bale is certainly a heavyweight amongst actors.
Oh, he is. But then he has another film coming out next week.
Yes.
American Hustle comes out next week.
Right.
This is a Scott Cooper film. He led Jeff Bridges to his Oscar a couple years ago with Crazy Heart.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal to a nomination.
Right.
And so this man is a good director. Of actors.
He really is. You know, it's not, I think, outside the realm of possibility. I just think it's a pretty stacked year, particularly for men.
What about Woody for Best Supporting Actor?
That would surprise me as well. Although I could probably get behind it. What a nut. What a freak.
I mean, this is way over the top.
Yeah,
this
he's
is
really chewing scenery with this, definitely.
I think Scott Cooper was checking out with Woody or just afraid to tell Woody to tamp it down a bit.
He was a little unhinged.
The photography here is beautiful.
It really is. It's gorgeous.
The Rust Belt, very gray. It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Jersey, Appalachia,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And I think that the camera does a beautiful job of showing the natural beauty of the area, the ugliness of the men in the area, this dying industrial town, the Steel Belt town, you know, and just how horrid that looks. It's beautiful sort of autumnal look to the entire area. And then in the center, these plumes of smoke and these crisscrossing highways that no one is on.
Yeah.
He really set a tone. It was hypnotic. Really,
yeah,
it was.
Really was. And he cuts back to those smokestacks all the time,
yep.
And you're practically choking watching them.
Yeah.
But this is 2008.
Right.
Ted Kennedy appears promoting Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of hope for change.
But I think that it's fascinating that we are trapped with people who are, among the most, I think, hurt by what was going on in the Bush administration.
Yes.
With the industry being closed down, with an Iraqi soldier stop-lost back and back and back across, and everything that does to cripple them. It was, and you know what? It was in no way heavy-handed the way he handled that.
No,
I thought it was just very realistic, and I appreciated that.
I do agree. And Casey Affleck plays the brother who's been in Iraq at least twice and going back a third time.
Yeah.
So he has the syndrome, trying to find himself and make some money by bare-knuckle fighting.
Right.
And this is where Willem Dafoe, who was born, played the role of a bookie.
Yeah, sure was. Another effortless weirdo right there. Anytime you got Willem Dafoe and Woody Harrelson in the same picture, you know, sign me up.
You know, I take some cheap joy out of their roles. It is fun.
It is.
And we also have some other cheap stuff, I thought. For instance, the heavy-handed allusion to Deer Hunter.
Exactly. You know, I wondered, honestly, because the film is very reminiscent of Deer Hunter. And
yes.
As well, for me, I also thought Winter's Bone, the combination of those two films, there's a very lengthy deer hunting scene. Felt very needless to me. Oh, it's set in Pennsylvania. You've got the haunted veteran.
Bale going after the deer.
Right.
In the end, you have him stalking again.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is a cliche.
Yeah.
We open with it. You know it's coming back again.
Yep. Once you got into the mountains, into the Appalachians and the people who were hanging out there, of course, there's a missing person. There's a meth dealer. There's a lot going on there. But if you look at the meth dealer in Winter's Bone, which was played so beautifully by John Hawks, as compared to the one in this film played quite over the top by Woody Harrelson,
you're right.
You think,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
You
so
know.
The Oscar-winning director can falter sometimes, and it's always a question as to whether he just lets his actors go and is afraid to say.
Right.
And Bale, though, this time I thought was underplaying good brother,
right.
Who's trying to help the other brother, and yet who himself goes to prison. Well, Hope, give him a grade.
There's a lot about this movie that I really appreciated. It had two or three really big flaws for me, so I would probably go with a B-.
And I'm going to award it a B. My B comes from the fact of what we had started in talking about, the cinematography, the evocation of a time and a place is really extraordinary. Although we're going to see American Hustle again with Christian Bale.
Yep.
We'll have to get back to everybody and let them know what we think.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.